Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Sex Talk. We talk about sex problems.
I'm Dr. Perv, but I'm the serious one.
And I'm a guy who does ayahuasca and once got his ding-dong caught in a wing-wang.
It's a nice contrast. Anyway, I'm a medical doctor, and if you want to buy some Herbalife, get on my Instagram.
Okay, anyway, well, there's a Zencastr update, and we're obviously having a lot of fun with it. If you guys use Zencastr, tweet at us. Tell us what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights on the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
And I'm the multi-level marketing scheme himself, Sam Wiles.
And joining us today from Werewolf Radar, my other podcast, and from being my friend for years and years, Nate Balding is here, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
It's the podcast. It's the podcast.
Like Nate's ghost is on the show.
Yeah, there's some running theories.
About whether this podcast crossover nobody asked for. But
that's not
getting.
True. Marcello probably wanted it. Hey, Marcello.
One guy.
Adam P, what up, dog? Spooky Spaghetti. They're checking it out. But yeah, man, we've been trying to make this happen for a long time. And with the Zencastr update, we finally have the technology to capture the photons, the incorporeal form of Nate Balding. So we had to invite you on.
Yeah, well, and, I finally got out of that dusty mirror.
Sure.
Somebody pulled the veil away from it and
yeah,
I
gave it a good wipe down. That's all you needed.
Yeah.
Ether.
That's all it needed. You know, you'd be surprised how many people say their own names into a mirror backwards, allowing you to step through. It happens quite often. I do it twice a day, just in case anybody's.
It became a thing on TikTok, and now a bunch of ghosts are out. So
now they all have TikTok. Anyway, welcome local TikTok ghost.
Yeah. You know what? I'm definitely going to start going by local TikTok ghost. That is for sure how I'm introducing myself to everybody at work as a new person.
I'm sure. Those dances pretend. Have to come from somewhere, you know?
Back in my day, a local TikTok ghost was a man who died in the clock tower.
Was someone who got trapped in a grandfather clock and starved to death. Like an American. Nobody dies in grandfather clocks anymore.
You know, it's a goddamn shame.
You know, the problem with them is you can hear the person inside.
That's
true.
Bullshit. Well, back in the day, you used to have to hire somebody small enough to fit inside, usually a child, to fit inside the grandfather clock and work the cuckoo and say tick-tock, tick-tock.
And American manufacturing was as such. You couldn't hear them inside when they were trapped.
No, it's airtight.
Do
no
the ravages option. Of capitalism know no end? That's what I want to know.
Good God. Yeah, the orphans. Boy, the orphans they chewed through making clocks. Yeah, it's worse than the chimney sweeps.
Every old rhyme you hear about a mouse, that mouse is actually an orphan.
Yeah. Hickory dickory dock indeed. Those were people's names. Those people died.
His name was Dickory. He had a family.
Have you seen my brother Dickory? Anyway, we're not fighting people who lived in clocks today. We are, for any Nate Balding heads.
For a special occasion.
For any Nate Balding heads joining the podcast today, what we do over here is it's just a big game of who would win in a fight between. So we do a lightweight, middleweight, and a heavyweight fight under an arc of a category. We talk about strengths and we decide who would be in those fights. We talk about strengths and weaknesses, and then we vote to see who would win each fight. It's video game rules. So old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen. And our topic for today is dead assholes. So basically we're going to start with a lightweight fight, and we need to think of some lightweight dead assholes, just assholes who like are barely like you barely even remember them. But when you do remember them, it's like, ugh.
Do we allow a peek behind the curtain as to why the topical reason we wanted to do this?
Oh, sure. If you'd like, I think it's unspoken that Rush Limbaugh died and he's an asshole. So now he's a dead asshole.
And we were kind of just too jazzed on it as an idea to not fight it.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, like, I was born superstitious enough that not to dance on graves and shit, but sometimes a villain dies and you're like, oh, yeah, don't for the love of God, don't think that he wanted his legacy to be anything other than put gays in cages and and anyone who and women taking birth control have to take it 100 times a day or something. Did you hear that one?
And evil guys live for fucking ever. Evil guys never die soon. Oh my God. They're still.
But regardless.
Mitch McConnell's literally stealing people's essence.
He is kind of just a weird withering totem.
Assholes live for fucking ever. Ronald Reagan died at 170.
If you put Mitch McConnell in a cornfield, the corn all dies. The crows stay away for sure. Yeah. But the corn stays away, too.
How does he absorb the corn's life? I don't know. It's too dark. We can't really get into it.
Regardless, you know, none of these people necessarily need to be in the Dead Assholes episode. They are dead assholes. But are they even worthy of being summoned to Fight Island? Of all the dead assholes in history, you know, we've got, I mean, and they don't even need to be of note. I'm going to go ahead and throw out a lightweight dead asshole right now, the mummy. The mummy, he's dead.
Fair.
Yeah, it's always an asshole. The mummy never shows up and you're like, oh great, the mummy came and brought, you know, Totino's. It's always, he brought curses, you know, again.
I, as far as an opponent for the mummy, what about, we'll just go real random matchup. Mm-hmm. When I think a lightweight dead asshole, I think Antonin Scalia.
Versus the mummy.
Yeah.
Antonin Scalia versus the mummy.
I was thinking like maybe like Louis the 14th.
I also like that.
He's an effete prick for sure. It's not like he did something super bad. He was just on the receiving end of the guillotine.
I'm sure he killed a lot of people for being exactly like him, though, you know?
Yeah. Definitely he hated who he was seeing, kind of.
Yeah.
He didn't like the mirror as much as you'd think.
You know how many jesters every king had killed?
So many. Like they're kids in a clock factory.
Factory. two, three a day. I think I said clock family. So
yeah,
the clock family.
Yeah, that'll be the weed.
Have you ever heard about the lightweight Buffon?
Who?
It's the Buffon is a clowning tradition. The Buffon was almost always killed, but the whole point of the Buffon was a jester who was supposed to imitate royalty to the point where the royalty tried to kill themselves because they saw all the horrors inside their own soul. It's the finest of all clowning traditions.
That's incredible.
But I don't think a lot of them made it out. I can't think of a single time when it might have.
That's incredible. We need to talk about that more at some point. Because I could get into that. I could be a weird agent of self-destruction for, you know, some sort of political monster.
Jordan does such a good Biden, it kills him.
I do such a good Biden. No, that he has to kill himself. So like, come here, you rascal. This is my Biden, apparently.
It's not that far off.
Oh God, it's the mummy. Quick, start the Mustang.
Another dead asshole, but he was a lightweight in terms of assholedom, because not like he killed anybody, but John Wayne.
John Wayne is just a dead asshole.
Yeah.
Also, like, I really want to see John Wayne versus the mummy.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Boy, I definitely want that. All right. In my life.
Wonderful.
I wish it was a real movie that I could play.
Well, it's right about now. To be. Because the question before us is, who would win a fight between John Wayne and the mummy? My gut says John Wayne, honestly.
Man.
I feel like mummy.
I feel like mummy is my gut answer immediately.
Here's the thing. I think a lot of the mummy's fear and like presence is from people, like a lot of the mummy's power comes from people being like, oh no, it's the mummy. And like the curse is here and it's dread and it spreads and this and that. John Wayne's going to be like, well, let's go down to the sarcophagus and set him on fire. You know,
it'll be like a 15-minute movie. Era. He does like understand it, you know.
I think the big question here is going to be, does John Wayne have John Wayne from movie powers, or does John Wayne have boy named Marion who changed his name to John Wayne powers?
I think probably both, man. I think he's definitely, you know, John Wayne is one of those guys who when you see him in a movie, like the director was like, just go be John Wayne.
But and he was like,
well, all right.
He was so much like the mummy. He's a lot of posturing and bluster.
It's a lot of posturing, a lot of not believing that he's wrong. You know, he's like that old school boomerism where it's just like, now I'm a movie star. And they were like, okay. And he was like, that's right.
Everyone was like, he was the best cowboy. It's like, he's from Illinois. He's not a cowboy.
Here's the thing. I could see him. I could see John Wayne.
Like, it's got a lot of that power in itself too. Like the mummy seems like a monster that only believes in itself, and that's why it can exist. Like it's fully self-actualized from the sarcophagus to the screen.
Sure.
The mummy's original name was Marion.
It's true.
It was called Marion, and nobody feared it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it became the biggest, toughest mummy on the block,
or at least can act like it.
I do see the thing is, like, I'm thinking John Wayne is like, he would never have any respect for like Egyptian artifacts or anything. So he'd just be like, he's probably got so many curses going already from just like, I crapped in a Hindu mask for breakfast and then I kicked a sarcophagus down the stairs for lunch. Yeah. Like, you think you're the only mummy coming after me? Get in line, partner. And I could almost see it being like a Constantine thing where something that's already chasing him.
Yeah, he definitely pushed like a poor like Romanian catering woman in like out of like, down a ditch to try to get to the craft services table.
For sure.
Like in the 60s.
They got prime rib out of the way at 7:30 a.m., mister.
Time for dinner at this time in American history. You know that classic
time for the first supper of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My first supper of the day.
Is it true that he, when he died, they found out that his like lower intestine was packed with like meat?
That's possible. Same thing they found out about Elvis, though, too. Yeah. They were like,
infected bowel.
He could not evacuate.
There's like a famous
the meat things that he.
Yeah, there. There's like a famous like urban myth that when he died, they pulled like 45 pounds of undigested fecal matter out of the Duke, because like they called him the Duke for a reason, was the joke.
Yeah, I heard he shot around the room like a helium balloon. But it's all true. This is what I heard. I don't know if that's true.
John Wayne. What would I look up? John Wayne fecal matter. Red meat impacts feces in colon. John Wayne's autopsy revealed 40 pounds
of
impacted fecal
pounds.
Matter lodged in his colon.
Boy,
according to Snopes.com, that is false.
Okay.
I mean, thanks, 40 Snopes.com. 40 pounds is...
40 pounds is like a human child worth of meat. Yeah. Poop. That's not good.
Well, what did you want? They were out of prime rib. Somebody's kid was wandering near the Euro stand.
Smelled the same.
I wrapped him up in a pita pocket and snarfed the whole thing.
John Wayne's trailer is outfitted with one of those shawarma things. He just goes.
I'm a cannibal. Leave me alone.
It's not a big, big shank.
Oh, so it's like a kid on a little spinner.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the ghoulish image that everybody remembers from John Wayne's trailer. Now he's undead too. Does that
are they in hell?
I mean, he is undead, right? Are they in hell? I think they are.
I think they are fighting in hell. Yeah, I oddly these guys match up in like a similar era way, because like John Wayne, he's got his like, you know, weird McCarthyite Hollywood buddies, and then mm-hmm. the Mummy has his pals, the Universal Movie Monsters. I feel like they're at some sort mm-hmm. of weird and old Hollywood mixer in hell, where like you open the, you're trying to drink a martini, but it's worms. You know what I mean? Like it's like a nightmare.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah, I know what mixers in hell look like. So. I think like and the thing is, like, it is not unreasonable to think that these two would have crossed paths at some point. You know, there is a world in which John Wayne meets the Mummy is a movie.
I mean, once you said that, I mean, I have a perfect image of exactly what that was in my head. Like, it exists somewhere, and it's just outside of my vision. Like, I can't.
Yeah, you can see it's just in the periphery. Yeah, Universe A type shit.
He's wearing some sort of archaeological outfit. He's got like a pith helmet.
Absolutely. He's got like a flask, like one of those drinking flasks, but it's just filled with meat.
squeezable ham canteen.
He's squeezing ham out of a canteen into his hungry waiting mouth. And the Mummy's there too. I think, and for that reason, I'm ready to lock in my vote, and my vote stays as stands. I'm voting for the Duke in this one because he wouldn't cotton to any plagues, even if you told him that the Mummy put a curse on him. He's gonna go down. Well, let's go suck him on the jaw then. Let's go smash up all of his archaeological treasures. You know, let's make Egypt a state and then arrest him. Deputize me. The simple fact that were there a movie made called John Wayne Meets the Mummy, I know how that movie ends. John Wayne punches the Mummy back into the sarcophagus and the sarcophagus slides back into the tar, you know?
Yeah. One good punch is all he needed. I'm going to let Nate be the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Mummy for the simple reason that John Wayne was a fake tough guy, and the Mummy in this context is a real mummy.
Now there's also
capable of mummy stuff, and I don't know if John Wayne is actually capable. Now of it's stuff.
Well, there's also like the simple fact that because he's such a like a fucking alpha American dream motherfucker, he would be like, I don't cotton to plagues, and then be skeletonized by one. You know?
Sure. Yeah.
He'd be like, I don't believe in mummy curses. And then beetles are boiling out of his eyes.
Yeah. I mean, there is on John Wayne's side also, I think he's constantly smoking and the Mummy's very, very flammable.
Oh, that's a good point.
So he does have that in his back pocket or perhaps rolled up in his sleeve or something.
But
I think I got to agree with Sam here. We're talking about they're in hell.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And the Mummy, he's an undead monster. The Mummy's used to hell. The Mummy can traverse planes of existence and non-existence at will.
Sure.
It's in hell specifically to fight John Wayne, but John Wayne's in hell to suffer. And he's going to suffer at the hands of a monster that he thinks he would knock out easily. He thinks of the Mummy as like some sort of Middle East Indian. And
sure.
In a movie where he's taking it out.
Yeah. Yeah, come over here, Osama. And it's just like not even a little bit. And it does seem like the type of thing where he'd be like, you look like a real twig weakling to me, and like punches his head around, but it just spins around and now it's looking at him again. Oh, what in the world? You know? Give him the heebly jeeblies. I think you're right. Ding, ding, ding. The mummy takes it. And I want to see that movie more than anything.
Yeah.
I want to watch a movie in which John Wayne doesn't believe in the mummy's curse and so becomes victim to it. Becomes the last one to tell the tale. I guess I should have believed that fella. I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Yes, I am. Like I knew that I would.
No, a dance too?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Yow! Songs, dances, and dad jokes.
So good. So good. I got you.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
Ding, ding, ding. Mummy takes it. All right, what are your middleweight dead assholes? Who's a real middleweight dead asshole? And I'm going to throw out immediately Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, ooh, right. Margaret Thatcher.
Mainly because I saw a great video of, and, you know, we could, perhaps you guys know a little bit more about the politics of the Thatcher era in the UK. I was very young at the time. I lived in Scotland at the time, so we obviously hated her. And I saw a great video recently of a Scottish woman outside of Margaret Thatcher's funeral. And somebody was interviewing people and they were like, what do you think about Margaret Thatcher's funeral? And she goes, good, good. She goes, that's a bit improper to say. Go, I don't care. Dig her up. Put a stake in her heart. Make sure she's dead. So the Scots, it is my national duty to name Maggie Thatcher.
Mm-hmm. And I think a natural opponent is Reagan. Another dead asshole. Like,
again, if they're both in hell, as we assume, shouldn't they have to fight each other with their own conservative values?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, okay. Matched. Okay, that's really good. Let's not. I don't want to ace in the hole this one and gloss over some real dead assholes that some need to be named.
Assholes. I mean, certainly, I think Rush Limbaugh would have been a middleweight.
Rush is a middleweight,
when I think about what the heavyweights might be.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Rush is he's I think honestly, I don't think he gets to be on the episode. I think he specifically was like, I was supposed to be in the middleweight fight, but he's like caught up in customs in hell.
I actually think for heavyweights, it's like, I mean, is what Hitler did called being an asshole?
Or
is
asshole, he was more a real reserved asshole, for, like, I think.
If you're, I think asshole is more reserved for if you're like if you're just being an asshole. Hitler is a murderer.
Hitler
I guess like Reagan and Thatcher are murderers, but
Hitler, yeah. Hitler could be a middleweight asshole because the asshole thing wasn't the Holocaust. That was its different. Own level.
He was kind of generally an asshole other ways.
Horrificness. But that he was an
just
asshole.
Just him,
like,
around the office.
Like in his personal life, you know, he's this uptight kind of pissy vegan guy. You know, he's constantly bad-mouthing everybody for their poor habits. Hygiene habits and things. You know? Like,
I mean, this might be the ultimate slap in the face.
Nobody has brought him the Spear of Destiny yet. Like,
I want it.
Why he's an asshole.
I want a spear. I've made place in my room for it. Look, I made a sign for when it gets here. Yes, that's good, Hitler.
No one's looking at my paintings.
All right, so middleweight asshole Adolf Hitler. No, who else? Who are some other middleweights? What about people?
Morris is still alive.
Is R. Crumb an asshole, or is he just a perv?
I keep thinking of people who are still alive. That's what's really hard about this. I'm telling you, even
is
will
he
live
still alive?
Yeah, you know, it is kind of hard because, you know, mostly when I think of assholes, they're people that I'm seeing on the news or something.
Yeah, yeah. Who's someone that, like, when they died recently, you were just like, you're a fucking asshole. Yeah. Like, I don't really, like, okay, who was the guy, who's the guy who was, like, a COVID denier and he died? He was a politician.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Herman Cain. That's a very funny.
Herman Cain, yes. Herman Cain.
Yeah, and he was an asshole. He was, like,
he was an asshole.
A sexual harasser. He was, like,
yeah,
constantly undercut the black community. I mean, ran for
Republican
ticket president. Yeah. His Twitter account still denies COVID, which is very funny.
Yeah, hysterical.
Like, 2 days ago, his account was like, open up the restaurants. Like, this disease isn't real. It's like,
yeah.
You can't.
What about Christopher Columbus?
I like it.
Middleweight.
I mean, he's like a hilarious asshole. I mean,
Christopher Columbus. I also, oh boy, I just thought of a good one. Oh, fuck. Oh, Roald Dahl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's an asshole.
Massive prick, yeah.
Roald Dahl was a huge fucking asshole. So, same with H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, yeah. H.P. Lovecraft's a giant asshole.
We could do Roald Dahl versus H.P. Lovecraft.
I think that's great. Yeah. Two, like, beloved authors who are secretly, like, the worst guys in the world.
Or do we want to do Ronald Reagan versus Maggie Thatcher? I'm going to leave
Maybe
it up to
I'm also into Stan, that being the heavyweight.
You got to lock it in.
I really like the idea of Lovecraft versus Roald Dahl.
Okay.
In a middleweight asshole battle.
All right, we're locking it in.
Not enough people are having
Phil Spector just died too.
Conversation. Oh yeah, Phil Spector is a
Phil Spector just died. What if it's a battle of
asshole?
What if it's a battle of recent deaths, Phil Spector versus Rush Limbaugh? It's the 2021 death edition.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Not
I think that's
people
fun.
Know who Joe Meek is, but trust me that Phil Spector versus Joe Meek would be an excellent fight.
Who is Joe Meek?
He was also a producer. He's one of the producers who passed on the Beatles. And then got him. But
I Joe do Meek know who was, that guy is.
Yeah, he produced a ton of Tom Jones music.
Complete maniac, right? A real
he was legitimately schizophrenic. He ended up murdering his neighbors and then killing himself with a shotgun he stole from one of the bands that he was producing, who recorded Telstar, which is one of the more famous things.
Yes.
For
what is wrong with music producers?
Listen, art is difficult.
Guns that they don't need.
Yeah, what band needed a shot? Look, I'm gonna be playing lead shotgun on this track, so make sure you get a big one in. Lots of shells.
I've maybe said this on the podcast before because it's a thought I've had before, which is if an artist is difficult, the payoff is like you get their art. If a producer is difficult, the payoff is what? Like their great management of studio time. Like
you get
if a producer's an asshole, like get rid of him. There's a million people that can do that job. Who gives a fuck?
Truly. Truly.
Sorry to any producers, but
all right.
You're on thin ice.
No, I like it. The Battle of the Recent Deaths. This is the whole reason that we cooked up this idea. We're locking it in. Who would win in a fight between Phil Spector and Rush Limbaugh? A couple of dead assholes.
All right. Well, one, Phil Spector always has a gun.
Yes, that is a big,
that's hidden, big advantage. Hidden in guns. Most
times. Hidden guns.
However, Rush Limbaugh can barely feel pain from all the oxycodone.
It's true.
So that
he
is
might be
true.
Able to, he might be able to soak some bullets in his I run feel, to just yeah, wail feel, on Phil Spector's giant, fragile skull.
I feel like if you're going to, if you're selecting Rush Limbaugh in the Fight Island video game, it's all pill powers. You know, he's got like a pill shield where he can just soak up. He's got like zero knockback, literally, like Nate said, like you can just. He can soak damage and then like return it to you with like a +1.
Yeah.
He could throw a handful of pills in your open, waiting, hungry mouth. And
I think he's got
slow
he's got
you
like
down.
He's got like a cigar smoke shield, but it's also the thing that kills him.
Sure.
So it'll like it blocks your shot, but it lowers his health by half.
Yeah. Truly, he has to like he like puffs on it, but like it's like chipping away at his health.
Yeah, but it does maintain some kind of like. Camouflage.
Sure, sure.
Spectre's got that whole wall of sound. He's got a massive sonic attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
oh,
he's
yeah.
legitimately more violent. I mean, he's like a maniac, like on top of...
Very wealthy, very violent.
Violence is just like saying there shouldn't be black quarterbacks, which is bad, but not murder
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Limbaugh's also... violence is like locking up the elderly or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Phil Spector can also call upon the souls of like 3/4 of every band that he's produced.
Truly, because I mean, in no small way did he contribute to their deaths, for sure. Because it's like, you know, when you sign that contract, you definitely become bound to me, like those ghosts were to Aragorn at the end of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, is John Lennon in hell?
Oh, yeah. Well,
he might have imagined himself out of it.
Yeah.
You see, I don't think...
Imagine
I think
there's no heaven.
I think he freed himself from hell by abandoning the Judeo-Christian...
concept.
Superstitions before he died, but he's definitely a dead asshole.
Yeah.
he makes some great music, but...
He's a lightweight asshole.
He made some great music, but for sure an asshole.
Yeah.
That has been made clear.
He's the aspect of Krishna that's keeping George Harrison from Nirvana.
Wow. Yeah. Weirdly enough.
It's really profound.
All right. I think... I mean, honestly, it doesn't look good for Rush. I'm going to say. Having a gun is...
It's pretty solid.
That's a pretty solid little trump card.
Having a
there.
Gun and having guns everywhere. That like yeah, you're in yeah. hell and there's a cabinet and you're like, yeah, I have a gun in it. And you're like,
yeah. If you can get next to a cushion on a couch, there's probably yeah. a plus, gun underneath it.
Plus,
or like
more
a
than
weird
anything,
men's messenger bag from the 70s.
And I fucking hate to say this, but more than anything, Phil Spector has rock and roll on his side.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And if this is taking place in hell. There's definitely going to be a rock band there that's like, it's going to kick ass.
Well, check it. I mean, Phil Spector can call on Dee Dee Ramone to offer pure yeah. heroin to Rush Limbaugh and then give
yeah.
him a hot shot.
Any ODs.
Give him a hot shot. Wow. Jesus. What if Limbaugh doesn't even make it out of the green room because Phil Spector has doctored the refreshments, so to speak.
I can feel the wind with this one, and I'm gonna log. I'm gonna vote for Rush. I'm gonna plant my flag.
Also, I feel like Phil Spector would have like some crazy like hair changing abilities. You know, like yeah. more like morphing hair, where it can get all like frizzy and tangle people, or he can go like blonde and like disappear or something. You know,
it's one of his powers. He keeps a gun in his hair. I think is the simple video
big
game
time.
Power.
Oh yeah, yeah,
big
yeah.
time.
His hair right, is a
I'm going to lock in my vote. I'm going to vote for Rush, and here's my reasoning.
Here's... Okay.
Is that in a battle of assholes in hell,
yeah.
Phil Spector has too much positivity on his side, a sentence you don't hear a lot, in that he was able to like appreciate music on some level. It's like on every level,
yeah.
Rush was an empathy-free, giant piece of shit.
Was just yeah,
and that is why we're
a
so
fucking
glad
obtuse
he's dead.
Potato of hate.
And I feel like in hell,
yeah,
that is it. Like delights the devil that Rush is such a piece of shit, and that in hell is like
the devil would take yes, the devil would take more delight in Rush Limbaugh's torture than in his victory. I think, and that is a check
yeah.
in the.
Spectre favorite.
That is a check in the Phil Spector column.
Yep.
Because I think, you know, maybe Phil Spector is just there. And even at the last minute, the devil would be like, you know what? Here, take some ninja stars, Phil Spector. Really yeah. make them squeal, you know?
Yeah. Just nothing
kind of
redemptive
like that.
About Rush feels like an advantage in an asshole fight. But I see
now,
man, it's like, it's if it's in hell, it's like hell is about moral judgment. So,
yeah, see,
you know,
that's why.
Me. I'm saying Phil. I'm voting Phil.
Now listen, here's the thing, I think you turned me, because I think in a battle of assholes Rush Limbaugh is the bigger asshole.
Yeah.
Phil Spector, murderer, yes. Psychopath, yes.
Kill somebody.
You would much rather hang out with Phil Spector.
He definitely didn't have a syndicated radio show where he continually like told people that like, you know, where he like read the names of people who had died of AIDS so everyone would know. You know, that's fucking asshole shit.
Yeah, that's pretty just be,
that is being an asshole.
And for that reason, I'm giving my vote. I can't believe it to Rush Limbaugh in hell. I think his assholery in a fight of assholes is just asshole-onomical.
Nate,
yeah, I'm just gonna let it fall on actual physicality here, and I do believe Rush Limbaugh has
that's true
the larger asshole. And I think just that alone gives him the win.
I think it's truth when it comes down to it. Naked in a pit, Rush Limbaugh is a much bigger asshole. He's just a big blowhard and he's gonna snap him in half. Ding ding ding. Mm-hmm. Rush Limbaugh takes it. Oh no. Sam, our petard.
We've been on. I know how it feels to be hoisted.
Oh no. We invited him into the fight because we thought we'd see him get his ass whooped.
No, he beats Phil Spector.
And now he's won. Guy. I've won in hell. I'll be running for devil. Fucking the devil's going to give him a talk show now.
That would be. That's definitely some people's hell is having to listen to Rush every.
I guess that's true. Even if he had lost, I could see the devil like extending a hand to a bloodied Rush Limbaugh and being like, I've got a job for you after all.
That was a pretty good Nixon. The devil.
And Nixon's there too, and well, he's like, I don't like this one bit.
I've got a job for you.
Everybody's going to like Rush more than me. He's got such a fast... He's got such a fast name and an enormous asshole. Look at that thing. Okay, ding, ding, ding. Rush Limbaugh takes it. Complete upset. Okay, here we are. The final fight of the Dead Assholes Fight Island episode. People have been waiting for it all year, clamoring at the graves, people picking out assholes. I heard of a couple of people killed a couple of assholes, hoping that they could get into the heavyweight fight.
It's been tried,
but it's you know, afraid not. I mean, you're dealing with some of the biggest assholes in history. You're talking Napoleon Bonaparte. You're talking
Columbus, great one.
Columbus earlier, huge all time asshole.
Fucking asshole.
You're talking Nero. Yeah. You're talking Caligula. Huge asshole.
John Wilkes Booth. What an asshole move.
What an asshole.
Shoot a guy in a damn theater while he's watching
during a comedy, no less.
I think it was pretty funny that he shot a guy in a booth, which is like we get it, we see what you're doing.
I think the big tragedy is that Lincoln had to watch a play.
That was like, listen, no, that was like watching a movie back then. He was having a great night. He was like, I can't wait to see how the Avengers get out of this.
He's watching the play The Avengers.
He's watching Endgame. That's when it happened. And fucking John Wilkes Booth came and put a bullet in him. One of those tiny old bullets, too.
Shot him right as Thanos snapped.
It's insane that like bullets then killed anybody. Because from what I know, they just shot out at random directions and like...
Dude. Also,
You're like, what?
Sometimes it was just a flag that said bang.
Yeah, that was like half the time.
The thing, I heard that they could have saved Lincoln. Like, if he'd have been shot today with, because he shot him with like a derringer and it like went in his ear and he was like, ow! And they said that they probably could have saved him, but as it stands, he lingered for 3 days.
Yeah.
Which, asshole! Come on, man!
Asshole! What an asshole murder!
If you're gonna kill him, just kill him! What is this?
Yeah, what's the phrase? All right,
we're making a pretty good case.
King, you best not let him linger for 3 days.
Yeah, I feel like we're making a pretty big case for John Wilkes Booth here, but I mean, no, there's so many bigger assholes. You know, if not Adolf Hitler, certainly Goebbels.
Yeah. All Nazis, these assholes, I'll say.
all Nazis.
I think David Duke's not dead.
Well, I think the problem is like all Nazis are such huge assholes that it's like you almost have to just separate them as to their own episode.
Yeah, when we do Fight Island where we fight Nazis, we'll do
that. Yeah. Dead Nazi assholes.
Let's have a no Nazi rule for the assholes because it's like asshole's too nice.
Sure. Asshole is too nice a word, precisely.
Yeah, but I do Nazi think we're already the word you appended them to be the worst thing.
I feel like we're glossing over some huge assholes. I mean, Columbus, yes. You know who was allegedly a gigantic asshole? Thomas Edison.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that too.
Huge brick. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, giant piece of shit.
Has he been on the island?
Finally, sunscreen worthy of your skin. Sol de Janeiro's new Rio Radiance SPF 50 collection, where glowing hydration meets sun protection in a beachy and nostalgic set. Confidently embrace your glow with lightweight 100% mineral SPF body lotion, refreshing SPF body spray, and shimmering SPF body oil. Receive 10% off on your first order on soldejaneiro.com, plus free shipping with the code SPOTIFY10.
I like Thomas Edison.
I mean, have you fought AC versus DC before?
Wait, who was DC? Was that
that's
fucking
that's
that was wait, who was AC then?
Wait, no, he was Edison's AC, DC was Tesla. Oh, and okay. Yeah, because that's how he killed an elephant, proving that, well, not proving, he set it up to kill an elephant. Supposedly proving that DC was horrifying to be in your home and burn it down. Mm-hmm.
I like Edison for this heavyweight asshole.
Sure, but I do like it, and it's like I almost want to be like him versus another scientist, but I don't think Tesla was an asshole. I think Tesla, by and large, got his teeth kind of kicked in by the assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Elon Musk would be the right opponent.
Yeah, but he's
gotta,
not
we gotta
dead.
Save that for Alive Assholes.
Alive Assholes, the sequel. Greatest Living Assholes. I've got a couple of good options for you guys here. Aristotle is potentially the father of modern racism.
Okay.
He believed in things like
classical Greek.
He believed in things
Greek asshole.
Like he believed in things that women are colder than men, and women are just infertile men, and that women remember things longer than men, which is
progressive. Are women one of the four humors?
No, that's not progressive. It's just reverse assholery. Yeah, women are one of the four humors. Benjamin Franklin.
Was he an asshole? Was he an asshole or was he just horny?
I mean, he was definitely a horny asshole. He definitely, when people say that he tied a key to a kite and like did that whole thing.
Yeah, he tied a child to a kite.
No, but he did. It was his son, like his bastard son. He was like, go touch it. There's in one of my favorite drunk history episodes, it's about that moment, and it's Jack Black as Ben Franklin, and he just goes, touch it. Touch it. And he touches the key and a spark of electricity pops off, which is, frankly, that's an asshole move. there is on this list from Sci-Fi Wire, history's biggest jerks, Hans Geiger.
What did he do again?
Hans Geiger
invented the Geiger counter.
He invented the Geiger counter. But let me read you from this list. His invention in the Geiger counter has saved countless lives by giving an advance warning for radiation. He was a total jerk because he was an unrepentant Nazi. And as we know, Nazis are disqualified, unfortunately. This one says that Benjamin Franklin was actually a total jerk because he was an insufferable, petty whore of a man whom his peers loathed. Also, he may or may not have let people saw up dead children in his home.
Oh yeah, no, he definitely did that.
That's a little more assholey than
Ben Franklin was not a guy that you wanted to get in an argument with. He established a lengthy pattern of going to extreme lengths to win petty squabbles. Once Franklin tried to get the entire government switched from proprietary to royal just to grab some land from William Penn. His antics annoyed fellow legislators to the point where he would get kicked out of assemblies. Franklin was one of those geniuses whose ideas were sometimes revolutionary and were sometimes awful. He once tried to sell Noah Webster on the concept of replacing six letters in the alphabet. Ben Franklin certainly had tenacity.
I want that grift. I want to know more about that grift.
In a famous rumor, Franklin allegedly tried to desperately win the sexual affections of a married woman 40 years younger than he. He wrote a lengthy letter to a friend giving him detailed advice on how to choose a mistress.
I think it's got to be Ben Franklin versus Thomas Edison.
Now.
Or Thatcher v. Reagan. Those are the two I think we should choose between.
Well, mother.
Well, mommy. Let's read up on what an asshole Edison was real quick, huh?
I mean, he routinely stole patents from
stealing patents. He killed that elephant.
He's a twerp.
All right, guys, I'm locking it in. Who would win in a fight between Thomas Edison and Ronald Reagan?
Two just massive pieces of shit.
Well, we know that Reagan eschews science on every level.
No, yeah. Read my lips. I know this is George Bush, but no more science.
I mean, he was the vice president at the time. It could have been said.
Do you think that when he got into the ring, they call him the vice?
Did he get into the ring?
No. I just mean what should it happen? You think that would be his nickname? I guess once you've stopped.
You had secret information about the George H.W. Bush Golden Gloves event.
No. Now,
head of the CIA.
I mean, George H.W. Bush definitely killed many people.
Lots and lots of people.
Well, but
all
like Reagan.
All secretively and with a smile and like a high pitched voice.
Here's the thing. I think once you become the president, you're no longer the vice president. So I don't think he would have like a vice-like grip or something like that. Or maybe he'd be like, this is something I learned as a vice president. And then he clamps your head in a vice.
Yeah. I think if George H.W. Bush comes to the ring, he's just called Pappy.
Oh, yeah. That's no, well, this is Reagan. This is Reagan I'm talking about.
Oh. Reagan was never anybody's vice president. Anyway,
I didn't know that.
He was governor of California.
I thought you said he was the vice president. Well, he was an actor. He was a governor.
George H.W. Bush was Reagan's vice president, which is what Reagan was alluding to.
I see.
You're from Scotland.
I'm from Scotland.
Yeah, you missed all of that.
Yeah, who is Scotland? Scotland doesn't even have a president, right? It's just like a rock with like a sash
Our dead
on it.
Asshole is Maggie Thatcher.
Yeah.
And another thing, the Scots should be put in a hole. And the hole should be filled until they are quiet.
She passed the Quiet in a Hole Act, which was seen by many as inhumane.
Yeah, that's why they call her the Iron Lady. She had that mech built.
Oh my god. Built by Thomas
Listen,
Edison.
If you want to change this to Thomas Edison versus Margaret Thatcher, we can do it right now.
Well, mommy. No, I like.
No, she's
I like
there
Edison.
Though. She definitely
I like Edison versus Reagan, and then Thatcher in hell
I
looking
think
on.
I think halfway through this fight, the mech body of Margaret Thatcher tears open the roof of the Hell Dome, and people run screaming. But the fight rages on. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know each of these two heavyweights might have someone in their corner.
Sure.
Reagan has
oh,
Thatcher.
She's not there.
And then Edison has Ben Franklin.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Wow.
It's
a real
Marvel versus Capcom rules, you know?
Yeah, but they're just there. They're like in the background of the Street Fighter level. Like, you know, Mecha Margaret like smashes through the wall and like fucking Ben Franklin's back there fanning himself.
A turkey.
$100 bills, eating a turkey, getting a blowjob.
He's just hedonism come to life.
Yeah. That's my Ben Franklin, because he's just eating.
Eating and getting blown, the worst sound ever.
Yeah.
Some bad ASMR.
He sounds like Nigel Thornberry.
Yes, what a good turkey and an excellent blowjob.
Welcome to the world's worst ASMR. All right.
Oh man.
Okay, Edison is definitely smarter than Reagan.
Yes,
and Reagan he also has the trickery,
lightning powers.
Yeah, and he has lightning powers in the game.
For sure. What does Reagan have in the game? Voodoo? Economics?
Trickle down economics, which allows him to actually pee on Edison, shorting out his lightning abilities.
It's just a trickle. Just a little just bit. A come trickle. On for daddy.
I feel like Reagan's like just general presence lowers your health meter. You know what I mean? Like, I think just his existence is punishment for the body.
As long as he's in the same screen as you, you're constantly losing something.
Yeah.
Now Reagan, like, he was a movie star. Do you think that would factor into his?
He was an actor. I don't know that he was a star.
Well, okay, but he was an actor. He was a thespian. Do you think that would factor
his
into
his big movie was about hanging out with a monkey?
Yeah, man, boy, that monkey's for sure. That monkey's for sure there in hell. Mm-hmm. Hell is mostly monkeys.
There's some bad monkeys.
Probably
hell is mostly monkeys. A book by Jordan Dahl.
Hell is definitely that monkey that bit that lady's fingertips and face off or whatever.
Yeah. That monkey's in hell.
That's a bad monkey. He's in hell.
Bad monkey. Fucking asshole. You dead asshole monkey. honestly, because if Thomas Edison is this, you know, hovering, patent devouring fucking godchild with light shooting out of every orifice, what chance does Reagan stand? Does he have the might of the U.S. military? Does he?
Yeah.
He's got a handful of state behind him.
Jelly beans on the ground. And, oh, look, mommy, they're slipping around on my beans, you know?
Yeah, I think Reagan's big, I mean, power was delegating evil shit.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, does he even know how to throw a punch then?
Well, he can throw a stage punch.
All of them are like he's doing the nap.
It never connects.
It's very funny. And then it's all like he just, boy, Reagan just pretends to throw a punch and then a sniper shoots somebody from off stage. It's like, oh God, he punched his brain out. Okay, well, at this point in the podcast, we have officially lost Sam. I assume he spilled a Capri Sun on the router, or his ice cream cone fell on the computer.
There was some rumbling as if the island itself may have opened up.
Yes, the island reclaimed him. The island brought him back. So we're going to go ahead and lock this in. We're going to go ahead and decide who wins this fight between Ronald Reagan and Thomas Edison. And I got to say, I'm leaning Edison right now.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm thinking, though, is Reagan Reagan's the kind of shitty capitalist guy that's going to enable Edison to do all the horrific things that he wants to do.
Oh, my God.
And let him get away with it. So I feel like Edison is going to maybe, like, because Reagan just skates by on charm and favors, you know.
Good God,
Edison
maybe.
Edison is going to owe him a little bit of fealty.
Oh, God, you're right. And then maybe make him get so powerful that it's like, I hold the keys, Edison. What'll it be, Eddie boy?
Yeah, just
keep beating an all-powerful electric elemental or bow. And then he bows to him and he wins. I think you're right.
Reagan,
I think
Reagan's
right.
an attrition win.
And Reagan's pocket with a battle of attrition. Holy shit. Well, I mean, without Sam here to cast the deciding vote, ding, 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 Ronald Reagan wins through a fist fight of attrition. I guess we're going to sign off, you know, because Sam, God bless him, wherever he is, you know, I don't think he's hearing us. It sounds like, it, you know, you have some stuff going on there. It sounds like somebody's carrying spaghetti.
Yeah, there's a bit of a poltergeist situation. Sure. I have a mirror that I need to redust.
You gotta get back in that mirror, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta get back in that
stuff. Should never have made it a two-way.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nate Balding. Of course, we have a podcast together called Werewolf Radar. I'm gonna do your plugs for you. Yes. Listen to Damn.
I have a plug that you probably don't know about that I'll do.
Oh, shit. Well, listen to Werewolf Radar, and after you're done doing that, watch us on Twitch on Tuesdays at like 2 p.m. And then check out this thing that Nate's about to tell you about.
As we usually do it.
Or Mondays, rather. As I forget every time.
Or Tuesdays if anyone wants to do it. I'm usually
Mondays, 2 p.m. twitch.tv/werewolf_radar.
Cat got through the mirror, too. Son of a bitch.
Hey! You knock it off.
Several of them. I'm also on the Bunk 237 podcast upcoming, discussing the movie Aliens with some friends.
Oh, heck yeah. I love that podcast. Yeah. It's Tuyet and...
Tuyet and Robin.
And Robin, yeah. Totally. That rocks.
Yeah. So
for sure, go and check out Bunk 237.
Yeah, that was a fun one. You can learn about my communist take on the movie Aliens.
Hell yeah. I will definitely be learning about that. And you know what? I got to say, since Sam's not here, why don't we do the Werewolf Radar sign off?
Okay.
And you can always check me out at twitch.tv/ Razor Lou. And you know all my other shit. So until next week, from Fight Island... Punch the sky, Spaceman Joe!
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.